best among all the
musical instruments.
More than this, Veena, this. So thank you for this. You. Try to tell essence.
No. Only one correction.
Yes.
More louder, please.
Oh, take your clock from your head.
So I prepared an offering on the Divine Appearance Day, whose Divine Relish, Ambition Path, and once I read the Jaya Ashwata, was at the Shishinashi Bhakti Ramanta Mayama, and my beloved Sikshi Guru. Actually, he has brought me in contact with my Dukshi Guru. I remember this year in India, Srila Narayana Maharaj told us, we were in one village, and he told us that we should chant. My Srila Prabhupada also said we should chant like a crying of a baby for its mother. And in this village, there was one child, 2 years old, its mother had passed away. I think her mother had passed away. So he said we should chant like this child is remembering its mother and crying so much in separation. So I took initiation from Srila Prabhupada, but 2 years later, he left this world. And by the grace of Srila Ramanaj, actually Srila Ramanaj said when he first saw me in 1996 that I was like a dead man. So he is putting my pride into this soul. I humbly submit this meek attempt to give some appreciation for the unlearned mercy of this divine grace, Om Vishnupat, Pamatsa Pyrrha, Vichara, Shishi, my Bhakti, Vinta, Narayanaj, is continuously showering on the Shisa's soul on this most auspicious occasion of his divine appearance. I also thank him millions of times for the opportunity that he gives all of us who observe this divine occasion to remember and glorify our most merciful Guru Bhargava, and especially the relationship he is deepening with my Vishnu. My mission part, Paramahansa Padre, Chachara, Shri, Shri, Ma, Bhaktivinoda Swami Maharaj, Shri, Mani, Shri, Prabhupada. And I offer my respect and obeisances to His Divine Grace and to my Diksha Guru, Shri, Bhagavad. And also our Rupini Guru, Bhagavad, and Chidandi, Chidandi Swami is present at this time.
More louder.
On this most holy occasion of the Divine Appearance Day of our beloved Gurudev, we have the great opportunity to reflect on the causeless mercy of the Lord to benedict this world with such divine personalities who embody the condensed, thick, and sweet mercy of Himself and His eternal Radhini Shakti, His beloved Srimati Radhika. I want to take this special occasion to publicly announce my deepest appreciation to His Divine Grace, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayana Maharaj, for picking me up from the filth of Kali's dungeons, which I was wallowing in due to my loss of faith, which manifested sometime after the departure of my Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada. I will not go into the explanations for the deterioration of the mission of Srila Prabhupada, or to the casualties from the deviations of so many glorious personalities in very high positions. Only that I became weak from a lack of good, high sadhusanga. Gurudev has told me that I was like a dead person when I first came to him. Gurudev, you have brought life to this dead person and revitalized me. I am forever indebted to you for this. I can only attempt to repay you by trying to be your ambassador and bring flowers to you in the form of persons eager to hear from the nectar of your lotus mouth in the form of Parikata. Sitambu Sando Mamadiri Sandido Vanti Karma Sayanakata. Tajoshira Ashavarga Vardhani Shraddha Bhakti Anakujinshiti. In the association of Sudha Bhaktas, the recitation and discussions of my glorious pastimes and activities are pleasing both to the ear and to the heart. By cultivating knowledge in this way, one becomes established on the path of liberation and progressively attains Shraddha, then Bhava, and finally Prema Bhakti. I explained to you 3 years ago at Rajvallabha Prabhu's house. I express my gratitude to you for illuminating intensely the readings of Srila Prabhupada's books and for your books that elucidate very especially those teachings for all of us who have great fortunes of coming in your Sangha. I told you that I was excited to reread all of these books, and you told me to remain in this association and to hear in this association was more important to reading separately, and that I would hear everything and realize these teachings contain therein so much more. You are Bhakti Bhagavat, and your words pierce my Ankara and Anarthas and are the conclusions of the Bhagavatam. You pull and twist my ears and push and drag me to the words of Lord Sri Rava and Krishna Juga, Seva. You are the sum total of all the demigods, Achari Mahavidyani and Mam Namadet the Karati. You are the manifestation of all previous Acharya's mercy for giving me their association and shelter. My dearest Gurudev, I did not have much fortune to get much of a personal association with my Gurudev. And you are giving me so much mercy to allow me to remain in your association. I know that I do not qualify for this, and my heart and being is filthy and decrepit. I pray to you for my heart that you keep kicking me and to please just not kick me away. This human form of life is very rare and can award the benefit of all benefits. This human form of life is very rare and can award all benefits of love. It is superior to all other forms of life, for having attained it, one can easily cross over the ocean of material existence. The human form of life is like a ship for crossing the material ocean, and the Guru is the captain and mercy of Krishna, that is filled with a favorable wind to carry the ship safely across. And it fails to make use of the human form of life, the crossing the ocean of birth and death is the killer of the self. Please let me always remain under your navigation skill so I may achieve the sadhya of my sarva. Kuti sadhya vadet sadhya brahma sarva sadhya vidha. Nichasiddha shabhava shaprakriptana mudi sadhya. That bhakti was accomplished through the function of the senses and by which bhakti is obtained is called seven bhakti. The manifesting of the Nichasiddha Bhava within the heart of the purified jiva is called Sajjata. I pray to my Srila Prabhupada that he gives me the strength and intelligence to always serve you properly by preaching the message of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And I pray to you that I may please my Srila Prabhupada by giving me the correct Siddhanta and deep understanding of the six Goswami's teachings that will inundate this world and drown our fortunate souls who hear them.
Thank you.
In his words in a prayer, in his prayer aboard the Jaladuta en route to America in 1965, if it is your desire, and I so praise this much, if it is your desire, then please give me the words to convince them of your message. Let it pierce their hearts and change their ways. Let me dance, O Lord, let me dance as you like. I could go on infinitely, but I only desire to be your servant, servant, life after life. And then I reflect and say, well, I have to be honest. And sometimes I would like to please help you and save up your swamini and her beloved brother come down. Humbly submitted to an spirit.
Jnanatimirandasya jnananjanaslapya chakshurunmilitamjena tasmai sri gurave vanchakalpatarubhyascha kritasindhubhyaiva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo Namo Mahamadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurakshi Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Padabhaktaya Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Satchidanandanami Gaura Shakti Sarupaya Rupanu. Try to come with me in Navadvipa. But I forget to give my pranam Pushpanjali in the little seat of my Paramaradhatam Gurudev, Nittariya Pravishtam Vishnupad, Shishmat Bhakti Pragyan Kesavustan. I'm standing in the lotus feet of my Siksha Guru, Sri Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami. So, try to come with me in Navadvipa. I have glorified Navadvipa. What is Navadvipa? In that Godrum, Kunja, full of flowers. Oh, so many creepers, cuckoo birds and others. There was a kund, bhajan kuti. And in that bhajan kuti, there was a Pradyumna Kunja. The name of that bhajan kuti was Pradyumna Kunja. And Prem Das Babaji, Paramahansa Babaji, was doing bhajan there. Very lonely place. On the bank of Ganges. And Saraswati, that place. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written that he was Siksha disciple of Pradyumna Brahmachari. Pradyumna Brahmachari. But he has not written the name of Diksha. Why? It was better that he had written the name of Diksha. But he has not. Why? Because his Siksha Guru was more higher. Like Raghunath Das Goswami has Diksha Siksha Guru. But he is known as Sarupair Raghu. The Raghu of Damodar. Prominency is Sarup Damodar. Sarup Damodar is very high class Paramhansa and eternal associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna conjugal like Lalita Sakhi or Vishakha. So he is more powerful and his prominence is more than his Dikha Guru, Jadunandana Acharya. So no harm if anyone knows like Saurupair Raghu. No. So here, he has not given the name of Diksha Guru, but he has given the Siksha Guru name. Pradyumna Paramhans. Premdas was Paramahansa Babaji. And Pradyumna is still Brahmachari. No, no. What is this? Who is higher? Brahmachari is higher or Paramahansa is in higher rank?
What kind of Brahmachari he became Guru of Paramahansa?
No harm. Nowadays all wants to be Paramahansa, Harit Prajak and all these things. But he never wanted. Like all Goswami wanted to be. But Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur name. Bhakti Vinod Thakur, this name. Of family life name. No harm. Even they are more than Paramahansa. Don't differentiate in this. If Diksha Guru and Siksha Guru are both in same level, we can honor them like same. But if anyone is more superior, we'll have to give no respect. My Gurudev is Nitya Leela Pravishtam Vishnu Parsi Samad Bhakti Pragyan Kesava. I think that my Siksha Guru is Rupa Goswami or Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Then I will have to give honor to Rupa Goswami. But first I will give honor to my Gurudev because he had dragged me from family life. And he has supported me and nourished me and he has done so. But even my Siksha Guru is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. My Siksha Guru is Rupa Manjari. Then I will have to give more respect. No harm. But first do pranam. If your Siksha Guru, Diksha Guru is high class of Vaishnava. And you feel so much indebted to him, then you must respect your Diksha Guru also. But in some cases, here he has given only the name of Diksha. Diksha Guru should be sought like archa. Like archa. Though it has been told, Guru Seva, Vishambeno Guru Seva. But we can make some offenses in this. When you come on that level, then you could Vishambeno Guru Seva. Otherwise, you will have to give respect. And Siksha Guru, like own heart, equal. Anyone can joke. I used to joke with my Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, so much laughing together, sitting on the same seat. Oh, I never said that on the same level with my Guru. But sometimes he ordered me to sit and to serve on his own way or in chair. Working so much things have done. But something, appellance and respect. But Siksha Guru or joking so much and telling everything from our heart, nothing to harm. And he will give so much things about Radha and Krishna, which we cannot discuss with Diksha Guru sometimes. But if anyone is like that, he can do. But very rare. So he has given this name of Siksha Guru in Bhagavat Parampara. We should try to accept Bhagavat Parampara given by our acharyas. First who gave? Kavi Karna. And then Baldev Vidyabhusha. And then Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur gave it. Srila Prabhupada special. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. So we should accept all. Prem Das Babaji Maharaj was perfect in all Shastra, Veda, Upanishad, Puran, Brahma Sutra, Mahabharata, Ramayana, and all. In Chaitanya Charitamrita and in the books of Goswami, Ujjvalin Mani, Bhakti Rasami, Simpan, all those. Brihad Bhagavatamrita, Sarsanga, he was learned person. But what he was doing? we should try to follow all. Then you can be a pure devotee. Daily, 2 lakhs harinam, without any fall. 2 lakhs. Not 1, 2, 3 rounds.
182 rounds. 128 rounds.
128. 8 rounds. That is 2 lakhs harinam. And not only. Like that, following Shankhya Purvak Nam Gan Natibhi Kala Vashani Kato Nidra Har Vihara Kan Vito Chatanta Dino Chajau Radha Krishna Gunesh Mate Madhuriman Dein Sambhoto Vande Rup Sanatan Raghujugo Sri Ji. Following day, 2 lakhs harinam. And doing hours and hours, dandat pranam, like a stick fallen, to whom? All the associates of Krishna, Radha Krishna, all the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of Vrindavan, Navadip Dham, and Jagannath Puri. For all the pastimes, places, of Vrindavan, Navadip Dham, and Kshetra Mandal. Hours and hours. And he used to go to Madhukari in Gopagriha as Nandagram, thinking Nandagram there. What begging? Some milk? Only, or some chapatis from them. Gops that don't take anything, eggs, meat, and all this same thing. Of similarly here. Oh, doing this in the midday, he never talked any chatter patter. Never. He used to read, Prem Vivalpa. Not Bhagavat, not Chaitanya Charitamrita. Prem Vivalpa. Of Jagadananda. Full of rush, containing every line of rush. If saturated, rush and rush come. And weeping bitterly. Tears in his hair, ears, and Romancha, hair standing. How many Vaishnavas used to come to here? And in this Prem Vibhav, he used to explain Srimad Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and everything, Brahmar Git, Gopi Git, and everything. And all used to hear. One day at 3 p.m. in evening, 3 p.m. in evening, he has completed his rounds of chanting and he was reading Chaitanya, a Prem Vibhava, and he was drinking in the ocean of how praying and love and affection. And in the same time a sannyasi came. He fell flat in the lotus feet of that Paramahansa Babaji Premdas. He was sannyasi, ekdandi sannyasi. There are 2 kinds of sannyasi, ekdandi and
tridandi.
We are tridandi. Or parampara. And he was in Ekdandi of Sankar Sampradaya Mayavadi. That Brahma is one. And we Tridandi, by mind, by senses, and by
words.
words. We'll control all these things and we will engage all in the service of Krishna. And accepting Shakti, Shaktiman and souls. Shakti Radhika with Krishna, both and one word, all the souls in them. Like clinging. Everything is there, like you see. So we are pretending. And they, all are Brahma. So they take one breath. Later on, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu vocated Nityananda Prabhu and made it in three. And gave it to the river, Dandabhanga, where Jagadish Pandit is living there. Dandabhanga. So, Nityananda told, don't take one danda. Take
Redundant.
And no need of carrying the load of that done for Mahaprabhu. No need for us, it is necessary to take. So that Babaji came. He was in, Babaji was not in sense. He was totally engaged in mode of serving Radha and Krishna or Mahaprabhu.
He was in Antardasa.
And he was in
Antardasa
means?
Samadhi in trance.
Like Samadhi. He could not see that, a sannyasi has fallen down like a stick in his lotus feet. He was weeping, Babaji. Ha Chaitanya, Ha Nityananda. He saw that, he is sannyasi, of very high class of sannyasi, ek dandi. He is doing pranam, then he began to do pranam like him. He also,
Sashtang
pranam, Ha Nityananda, Ha Chaitanya. You should sprinkle your mercy. And he began to weep. Then sannyasi, holding his hand, told, I'm so fallen, full of so many others. Why you are telling like so and cheating me? Don't cheat. After that, sannyasi took the feet, dust of Babaji Maharaj. And Babaji Maharaj gave a asan. What kind of asana? Not like this. He cannot accept. What?
Banana skin.
Banana leaves.
Leaves.
He was sitting himself like this and he gave the asana. And he told that, Sannyasi Thakur, what service may I can do to you? And what sannyasi told? I'm very unfortunate. When a sister should go to his Gurudev to take initiation, he should behave like this. How sannyasi behaved to his Gurudev? Anyone can control these boys strictly. And they can come here if. He told him, holding his hands, I am a very high class of sannyasi, ekdandi. I've read very thoroughly Sankhya, Patanjali, Nyaya, Vaisheshi, Uttarmimansa, Sardarshan. What is Sardarshan? Philosophy. In India, there are six kinds of philosophy. And these are these. He was perfect in all. Speaking always in Sanskrit. And he has read even Brahma Sutra, Purvimansa and Brahma Sutra, Upanishad, Vedanta Shastra. And I was in Kashi, Varanasi. And I have wasted my so much time in Tarka and Vitarka.
Logic
explained. Brahmi Nirvishesh. All are Brahma. Or we are all Pratibimba of that Brahma. And in the end we will mix in Brahma. And we will be Brahma. By logic I used to prove it. Now, 12 years before, I took sannyas from Sachidananda Saraswati. I took sannyas. And roaming in all
holy places
of holy India, especially in that south, especially in north of India, what? Badrikashram and Kedarnath. In south, Kumari
Kumari.
And all this. In Dwarka, in west, and in Jagannathpuri, and here and there. And I discussed and defeated all. Those who came to me, I defeated all. Kutichak, Bahuda, Hans, I have passed three. What is Kutichak? To be a place. After that, giving up that kuti, roaming here and there, taking water of so many countries and places. And then Hansa. Hans, you know, there is a Hans state, Lakshman. He can take milk and give up water. If you mix water and milk, what is the meaning? This avastha, that this is worldly things. And what is transcendental? They can differentiate atma and anatma. So I did. I know what is atma and what is this body, this world is like false. But soul is there, and soul is Brahma. I practiced it. Then, Varanaschatra, Aham Brahmasmi, Pragyanam Brahma, Tattvamasi. The four principal words of Vedas. I practice it also. Tattvamasi. Or Tattva. Aham Brahmasmi. And same as Brahma. All are Brahma. I finished all these things, but I was not happy. I passed so many stages, but even I was not happy. Like Vyasadeva. He became
Paramahamsa.
But he was not happy. Vyasi was the father of Paramahamsa. Understand? Forefather of Paramahamsa. Himself Narayan. But he was not satisfied what he had done. He did more than that. He practiced his literature. Who? Vyasi. But even Vyasadeva was not satisfied what he did. How he can? So he was not satisfied. I was lamenting for that. Why not? I'm not happy. And one day he saw that a Vaishnav came there. And he was loudly singing Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. And he was weeping bitterly and rolling down on the earth, ground. I saw him, that his eyes were full of tears and hair standing, weeping bitterly and rolling down he was doing. Sometimes rolling down and sometimes standing but falling down. I heard and I cannot explain. I became so happy for a moment. In 12 years I practiced Ambrahmasmi, but I never felt what I felt today in a moment. Very happy. I cannot explain. Oh, I cannot explain to you all how happy I became. Oh, at that time, my hairs were standing. Tears also came. I wanted to go and to fall down in his lotus feet. But because I thought that I am Paramahans, why should I go there? So false ego was there. I could not go. And could not respect him. He went on and he disappeared when he went. Now he is telling, oh, fie on me. Fie on my Paramahans father. Why I could not go and take his feet dust? Now he began to search him. Why is that Vaishnav is? If for a moment I am so happy and bhav came, then how he will be? So I should go. Like Das went to Narada Rishi and he told him how to have this happiness. So I began to search, but I could not find. I left Kashi, Varanasi. I thought that this class of Vaishnavas are in, it may be in Vrindavan or Navadvip anywhere. So I must go to Vrindavan. Went to Vrindavan and door to door to Bhajan Kuti, to other Bhajan Kuti on the bank of Yamuna, on the lotus feet of Govardhan here, Radha Kundasyam too. I
searched everywhere,
but I could not find him. By roaming these places, what became? More Sukriti came. By passing through all high class of place pastimes of Krishna and seeing the Vaishnavas there, singing, dancing, hearing Harikatha in classes, Bhagavatam here and there, like you have seen Vrindavan. How many temples are there? More than houses there, everywhere. Everywhere, but everywhere Yamuna. All are singing, but even birds, kaku birds and all, but Radhe, Radhe. Even
so, watchmen.
Watchmen here and there in the night. Oh, Radhe, Radhe. All the Ambubi. Oh, Radhe, Radhe. All the creepers and trees. Radhe, Radhe. Went there, And something came in his heart. The Vaishnava told, you can have the darshan of Vaishnava like this, or you should go to
Navadvipa.
Here I came and went everywhere in the birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu here and there. And they all directed me to you. And today I have taken your darshan. And he began to weep. This is the work, process of going to a Gurudev. Then he can have a real guru. Krishna can send him. So Krishna sent him to a real guru. And if you want to discuss in your mind and to think that I can select my guru, oh, you cannot. You cannot. So if you want to have a guru, Siksha Guru, Bhagavat Guru like this, in Bhagavat Parampara, you should pray to Krishna and try to follow like this. I think that Prem Das Baba is none than different than Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur not less than that. Perhaps he is telling all these things of his life in this so many realizations. Then I left Varanasi and came to Vrindavan Dham. Oh, they are all weeping. Why weeping? Oh, they are for Rup Goswami, feeling separation. For Sanatana, oh Rup, oh Sanatana. Bande, Rup Sanatana, Raghujago, Sriji. They are all weeping. They are all weeping. They are taking the entrance, the past times, sweet past times of Krishna, and taking the name of Sachinandan Gaurhari, Patit Pavan Nityananda Prabhu, all weeping there. Then I did parikrama, 84 crores, Prajmandal parikrama, which we do. 84 crores, and a whole Prajmandal parikrama. He did. He went to all the places. And then he has come to Mayapur. Oh, I heard your glorification and come. I have given my everything in your lotus feet. You are free to use me in your service. Anyhow. And he feels like, oh, hearing this. Oh, this is the process. If you want eternal guru, eternal, you want to have eternal relationship with Krishna and Radhika and with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu, you'll have to follow this. And these kinds of devotees, they cannot be weak. They cannot fall down. No lust come. Cannot come. No desire, worldly desire will come, touch them. So try to be. Those who are in doubt, those who are weak, they should follow this line. Don't try to have so many desires. Give up all desires. Today, this time, with a vow that I have given up all this. I want to serve totally to Radha and Krishna. Yes. A kirtan? Who will do? Oh, you can. Gauranga Bolita. When he gave his whole Parichay.
Identification.
Then Babaji Maharaj began to weep and took a straw in his face. That I am like that, Trinathati Suni. O Sannyasi Thakur, I am apadat. I am so much unfortunate. Very unfortunate. Only I have wasted my time in
filling my belly
and talking chatter and chatter with others. Pachacha. Oh, it is true that I am living in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu past and place. But I have not realized what is Krishna Prem. You know, na prem grandhosti darati me haurau kram dhamni saubhagya bharam prakashitam pansi vilasyananam avalokanan vina vibhartyat pran patam. Who is telling? Srimati Radhika herself is telling, I have no Krishna Prem. Even not a smell of Krishna Prem. Sometimes I weep. I know I weep. But why? To show that I have so much love and affection for Krishna. If I had really love and affection for Krishna, don't you still now I have not taken darshan him and I am alive? Really, the fishes have so much love and affection for water. And they, if they are taken out of water, what they do? In one, two moments they become. But still I am not dying. Why I am not dying? Because my heart is made of thunderbolt. So no Krishna. So this, like this, Babaji Maharaj began to tell. Though I am in a very high class of past and places of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but I don't know what is praying. But I saw, and you told, from one moment you felt that love and affection for one moment by seeing a Vaishnava. But I had not realized this. And telling this, he began to weep loudly and he embraced Sannyasi Maharaj. Oh, seeing this, oh, that Sannyasi Thakur began to weep loudly and so much.
Yes.
And more feeling came than he saw it for a moment in Kashi Varanasi. Now he felt so much love and affection for us. He had strengthened in everything. And then he felt and realized that, oh, he is more than that Vaishnava. Now he realized. In Brihad Bhagavatamrita we have seen that a Brahmin, a goat boy of Govardhan, he was also in cow herding and he heard a voice. Whether that voice was weeping or singing, he could not discern. And he began to search him. And he saw in the midst of a very thick, dense
growth.
Oh, a Vaishnava weeping bitterly. He was not singing, he was
weeping.
Radhe, Radhe, Radha Raman Hari Govinda Jai. Jai Jai Radha Raman Hari Go. After this, he surrendered himself in the lotus feet of Prem Das Babaji Maharaj. He surrendered himself. I will told, ei dehami samarpilam tumare mo. I have surrendered my everything in your thoughts. So please be happy, please be merciful to me. I am your eternal servant. A disciple, a person who wants to be disciple, he should be like that. If he is grihastha, like grihastha. And if he is any renounced person, or like him. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Gaya. And he met with Ishwar Kuripa. Oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself told these things. Oh, I have surrendered by you this life, this body and everything. Now, you should do what is better for me. Now I am not mine, I am yours. And not by word. What?
By mind and soul.
Don't sleep and don't sit like this or stay for give up your home. So if you go like this, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went, like he to his Gurudev, then anyone cannot cheat you. And Krishna arranged that you will go to very bona fide. Otherwise, Krishna will also cheat. Oh, he has some worldly desires. And let him send to a bogus guru, third class. Cheating Baj Guru. Cheating Baj, you know?
Cheating the great.
Like. And that is why all try and they select once and by their intelligent, but they fell. They fell in the trap of bogus guru. And those who surrender first to Krishna and tell, oh Krishna, I have surrendered. Then Krishna will arrange. So this is arranged by Krishna. Because he is Chaitya Guru. Krishna is Chaitya Guru. Always you should try to know that you cannot cheat Krishna. He is always in your heart. He knows everything that you even don't know. So how can you cheat? You cheat yourself, not to Krishna and Guru and Vaishnava. We should not try to hide anything from Gurudev. Don't think Gurudev mortal. But Gurudev should be in a standard.
Bona fide Guru.
Himself surrendered to his Gurudev and Radha and Krishna and Mahaprabhu Nityananda. Then Sannyasi Thakur told that, oh, I wish that you should be with me here in my ashram and I want to associate you. Then what told that Sannyasi Thakur, oh, I have surrendered myself. Not only for 2, 3, 4 days or 1 year, 2 years. For my whole life I have surrendered. I am your servant. And then he used to be with him. We should try to form like this. And that very soon, oh, Krishna mercy will come, Guru mercy will come, Parampara mercy will come. And you will be high class of pure Vaishnava. We have not come to enjoy in this world. Sex enjoyment we have done, oh, in past lakhs and lakhs, but so much. But not satisfied. So we will not satisfy whether male or female. Don't go towards death. If you are married, oh, both should serve Krishna. If you are not married, then don't marry and be like this. If you cannot do, oh, then with one devotee you can. with one husband, or also they are brahmachari. No harm. But try to be like that and follow all the instructions. Go, Brahman.
Were you saying that Prem Das Babaji is the same person as Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, or just that they have the same qualities?
Oh, quality? You can know. Bhakti Vinod Thakur is like that himself. He is not less than that Prem Das.
Yeah.
He
was saying that he is speaking about Paramahansa Das Babaji based on experiences from his own life.
He's saying that, you said that Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, he's speaking of Prem Das Babaji Maharaj, like if it's Bhakti Vinod Thakur, his experience.
So many realization of his life.
You once said that everything he has written, he has realized.
Yes, what he has written, with full realization he has. He has infested his all these things in his, each word in Jagadha.
He's saying like, if it's like Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, in his own life, he was in that position of
prayer. Yes, 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 like that.
वो तो था, लेकिन इनके मन में एक भावना ये भी आ रही है कि जो पात्र भक्ति वो ठाकुर जी लिए, ये उनके हृदय की एक कल्पना है, जबकि
no, this is not kalpana,
not imagination.
Like Vyasadeva has written Srimad Bhagavat, no imagination possible. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, anything Krishnadas Goswami has written which is not real, all his associate, everything is all right. So this is all right.
What he has seen in his trance, yes.
Also, Sanatana Goswami has written in this
style,
as a discussion, Brihad Bhagavatam. Any patra of that is not false. Oh. Okay. Understand?
Yeah, but what he's asking is, it's real, but is that Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur himself who was in that position? He read as
what he has written, Malli, you should know. That it was full of realization. Only this. Whether he was that person or that person, don't try to discover. Or you should pray Bhakti Vinod Thakur. You should. O Bhakti Vinodaya Swaha, and it will come.
What's the difference between a Hamsa and a Paramahamsa?
Hamsa can differentiate and can take
milk out of the mixture of water and milk.
But a Paramahamsa, oh, he's saying every word that milk.
Only milk.
Only milk. Nothing. No water at all. If water he can make it, pure milk. This is Paramahamsa.
The devotees who requested us before for initiation,
thus ends the class on the evening of the 14th of February 2002 in Moolambar, Australia. Hare Krishna.